If I feel like, yeah, that would be, it's probably easy to like just money maker, just blood ASMR. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. You can't, probably can't monetize.
No, it'd be a sketch.
You'd have to do, yeah. You couldn't say it was a blunt.
It'd have to be like a lady. Like a lady rolling, yeah, you like a lady rolling a, I don't know, CBD. CBD rolling ASMR. It's just THC a lady doing it.
Wink.
Just some thick-lipped lady rolling.
It just says not blunt.
Yeah, yeah. She's a millionaire now because kids whack off to her rolling blunts.
Yeah, I had to find weird horny stuff.
Yeah,
you know, that wasn't just Now I'm good. I'm good, but like back as a kid, it was like, you know, just anything that was vaguely. I jerked.
We're
off
not to going,
that.
Are we?
We're going.
Are we?
Oh, we are going. I can't hear myself at all.
Oh no, is your headphones good?
Do the
we
talking?
I can't hear anybody. Y'all can. Oh, now I can hear. I can hear me.
I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah. Y'all can hear me the whole time.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
All right.
We were replying.
Yeah.
Well, I just said, but you know what? I just thought we were all here because I was listening to you just through that. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
just,
yeah.
You
know. Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah. It's not like these are noise canceling. Like, I just. Oh, we were having a good talk and then I freaked out because
I'm deaf. No. I'm talking to my friends and I'm deaf. Welcome, panties in the mouth. Everybody, we have another Andy audition. Give it up for Mike Eaton.
That's what I love. It's called Andy auditions. Just get our favorite chubby white guys.
Sean Gardini, D. Sanfield.
Yeah. Either got to be chubby or redhead. Well,
if you put the two of them together, you get one me.
You get one. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dude, how you doing, brother?
Dude, I'm doing good. I'm getting over, I think they call it the Wook flu. I was at like a rave festival all weekend.
That sounded like an extra racist thing, way to call COVID. The Wook flu.
Wook does feel like a slur, the way that people use it, but it's just gross, grimy festival people.
It's literally as festival people high on ketamine.
Yeah. Dude.
So it's like a name of a thing that happens all the time to people. This Wook
flu. It exists. Yeah. Wooks
are a thing.
Please, brother, explain.
And then Wook flu. Yeah. So Wooks are like the guys that go to the festivals and just do all the drugs. They don't shower.
No.
They sleep wherever they find a place to lay down because they've done so many drugs that they have to pass out for 6 hours in the mud.
Yeah, can I lay in your tent, mean?
Yeah, and then they wake back up and they're like, oh, dude, you have some ketamine?
Yeah, okay.
It's 8.
Yeah.
I know, dude. Time for ketamine.
And sometimes they're often like really professional guys.
Yeah.
This is where they let go. Or sometimes they're this guy.
Sometimes they're that guy.
He's it is that guy. Yeah. And then as soon as he leaves the festival and takes a shower, he's like, all right, I gotta go run this fucking hedge fund. Back to Wall Street.
Yeah, he's like, this is my time. I've been waiting all year to get high on ketamine in a park.
Yeah. So they're, I mean, they're pretty gross.
Were you at the... you want to sign up for my 401k?
Never. This is like a bad decision. Were you at the festival for the eclipse?
I was.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And like, then there like ended up being a bunch of drama because they had to cancel it last minute. Because
like tornadoes maybe coming.
Dude, it was so...
we're in one right now. Aren't we actively in a tornado warning like at this moment?
I think it's fine.
Warnings
are a big deal. It's the watch that's a problem.
No, nah, okay.
Because a watch means
ready.
That
you're
one
not ready
exists.
To die,
that's why I came.
You're afraid of traffic yesterday, dude.
I was going to ask you. I wasn't afraid of it. I just didn't want to deal with it. And I was looking at GPS multiple times for no reason.
Yeah.
Look at me. You were right. It was bullshit.
It was bullshit.
It was all hyped by the news, by the mainstream media.
It's all everything down here is mainstream media hype down here. The big freeze, not that fucking bad.
Everybody actually had power.
I did.
Oh, yeah. Yes, all of the nice places still had power.
Yeah. All
they let the poors freeze. Who do you think has the free Twitter?
How nice was downtown? I bet you there was no homeless after that.
Yeah, I live downtown, and during the eclipse, like all of the streets empty. It's incredible.
Really?
Yeah, and during the freeze, they all left, and it was amazing.
Where did they go?
I have a whole thing on stage where I talk about wanting to kill them because they went somewhere and then they came back.
Yeah.
Stay.
I'm loving
you.
Yeah. I love the energy you have towards homeless. I've been feeling bad about how much I hate the homeless down here because it does feel like anti-human. But because I hate them. And I try to think of myself as like a fucking hippie, a little bit love people, all that shit. But the homeless down here, man.
Austin's homeless are special. Yeah. They are uniquely terrible.
Yeah.
The homeless in New York, they're insane, but the whole city's insane.
Yeah. Yeah.
So just a guy jerking off on a pigeon isn't like a whole, like, oh, wow, crazy.
And that I can deal with. That's
I love
just
jerking
fun.
Off on pigeons.
Yeah, that's
dude.
Just fun stuff.
And also, I'm not a pigeon, so
yeah.
I'm safe.
Yeah.
But here they come in, like, dude, my roommate got punked. Like 6 weeks ago, we were walking downtown and this homeless guy came up and just took the hat off of his head and was like, $10 and I'll give it back.
And you give him $10?
Yeah.
Kill him.
He opened his wallet and the guy took a 20 out.
Was it Galen?
Yeah.
What the hell, dude? Yeah.
Off with that
guy. That
guy
has no skills.
Off with that homeless man's head.
Well, and like the thing too is that like when it happened, I saw the homeless people by the edge of the alley and was like, don't walk near that. Let's avoid the problem.
Yeah. This is the one like right by Creek. That alley.
Yeah. And Galen was like, head on, let's go. I'm from Orange County. Fucking idiot.
Come on, bro. I'm from Orange County.
Yeah, our homes are bad.
That little fucking, like, you can walk past the creek and it's like that little.
The alleyway.
But it's like an alley that leads down to like water, like a little body of fucked up water.
That's the homeless piss water.
Yeah. It's just a bunch from us. Yeah, you can't. It looks like it would have been nice.
It was.
And now it's just.
Dude, pre-COVID, that was really cool. There used to be a bakery on 6th Street, Easy Tiger, before it was a terrible place.
Yeah.
But they had a beautiful giant patio.
What did Easy Tiger do?
They stole money from their employees and then like pretended it was an accounting problem. Yeah. But fuck those guys. But
they were like, it was like a tip thing, right?
Yeah, tip
pools. But did that just happen?
They just apologized for it recently, but it's been going on for 4 or 5 years.
My bitch is all into the Reddit, so she's like,
yeah.
I know all sorts
Austin
of
Austin
stuff.
The service industry is fucked.
Yeah.
The tip pooling stuff. Like there's a restaurant on the east side, Suerte. It's a really nice upscale interior Mexican restaurant. And of the tips that the servers collect, they take home less than 50%.
That's wild.
Between tip out for front of house that they have to pay out, and then they pay back a house out of tip pool.
That's bullshit.
And it's like, yo, that's the fucking salaries you have to pay.
Yeah. That's going to be the death of comedy in Austin.
Yeah.
There's no one who can afford to live here.
Yeah.
That's going to be the death of Austin.
True.
Yeah. Well, there's only so many tech bros. Like, where are they going to eat?
Yeah.
They can't eat the Google cafeteria every day.
They're going to start eating the homeless.
Yeah.
They got to be getting bored of tacos. That's for like, I feel like my taco intake has... like quadruple since, if not more than that.
I refuse to eat tacos out here.
They're so good. I don't know.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Because I don't want to fall.
You don't want to fall into the trap I fell into?
And also, I don't like tacos that much.
That's a wild take.
I don't like tacos that much.
Do you like sandwiches?
Yeah, I love sandwiches.
Imagine if the bread was really thin.
Nah, that's not it.
You haven't had the fresh, you haven't had the fresh tortillas that are out here.
I hate the corn tortillas.
I get why you might not like a corn tortilla, but you even a fresh flour, boy, the ones they like they got. I can't stop talking about grocery stores. It's the gayest thing I've been doing since I moved up here.
Which grocery store?
I love
HEB.
I'm HEB now. I don't call it HEB anymore. Good, very proud of that.
You put respect on his name.
I do miss calling it HEB. I'm not gonna lie.
Are you ready to upgrade yourself just one more level from HEB?
If you say Whole Foods, okay, all right.
Central Market. So the first Whole Foods actually started in Austin.
Yeah.
So it's right there at the corner of 5th and Congress or Lamar, whatever it is.
I think HEB is better than Whole Foods.
HEB is a million times better than Whole Foods. Whole Foods fucking sucks now.
Yeah,
it's just an Amazon front.
Yeah, I fucking
hate that store. Central Market is what Whole Foods used to be. It's all locally sourced, fresh made, bougie, gourmet grocery.
Okay.
Fucking rips.
Okay, I ain't there yet, but I know you're a big food guy. If you guys can't tell,
yeah.
But
there's cameras. For the listeners, I'm fat.
But
can I get a lighter and an ashtray, brother?
Thank you. We got a christen old girl.
We gotta bring her back.
We have any old listeners? She's back. And she's just
listeners.
As thick as ever.
Yeah, new listeners. She's still thick, dude. She's still thick. We still got to get her painted to look like Panda Rio. Look how close they look. We can do that.
The face and the tit size, I like to believe. I can't tell really on the tit size, but I like
gotta
to believe.
We got
to
put a bow on Panda Rio. Thank you. We got to put that.
Yeah. You can't hit it before you spank it. You got to do a little four, please. Thank you.
I have a question for you guys.
All right.
Have you ever broken your dick?
No.
Huh?
I was convinced it was a black question. I was like, all right, we got a black question coming up.
Right, cool. Just like Andy, huh?
Really auditioning. No, I've never broken my dick. Have
not
you broken
a single
your
time,
dick?
Dude.
I think I might have.
Like, you're living with BD right now?
Yeah. I didn't want to be late for the pot, so I didn't go to the doctor.
Wait, are you bleeding?
No. But I am very bruised.
Yeah, is it crooked?
No, but the other night I was doing fun stuff and it slipped out and she was on top and it went back in and it just hit cheek and just bent.
Yeah.
And we weren't like going slow. And so, ouch. And I was like, ouch, I think you broke my dick. Yeah. And then like we laughed about it and then like, yeah, so that was I finished. And
I was about to ask. That was an important question.
And I was like,
you play through the game.
Yeah. Give me a second. I got to rest. And it's like, all right, put me back in. We're good.
Yes. We went full Kobe. You went over to the sideline. Had somebody straighten your dick back out. Back
in the game. Mama mentality. But so I finished, and then not to be too graphic, but so today earlier, she and I were making out, and I go to. My dick gets hard, and I'm like, oh, that doesn't feel great. And then she grabs it, and I go, ow. And then I look, and the, like, bottom half of my dick, that was a generous bottom half.
I was like, sheesh, Mike.
So the bottom half of my dick. So the bottom half of my dick, it is solid purple.
Ooh.
And then the base is white again, but then right above it, there's like a purple, like hockey puck dent at the top.
Yeah.
And it's swollen.
Mm. Right now?
Yeah.
You might have a dislocated dick, dude.
Yes. Here's the problem. If you Google, my dick is bruised, did I break my dick? It's just a bunch of people without health insurance on Quora. Yeah. Like, hey, my dick's purple. What should I do?
Do you have health insurance?
No. No.
You got to ask ChatGPT.
ChatGPT, I broke my
dick. Honestly, ChatGPT is probably the best answer, give you the best answer.
I've just been asking friends.
How many yes I've broken my dicks have you got?
Two. I've gotten two.
Another Austin boy?
Eli, for sure.
Galen broke his dick. Eli hasn't replied about breaking his dick yet. I asked him, and I haven't heard anything.
Galen's one skill is ladies.
Yeah, for real.
But Galen is a hat man?
Huh? Yeah,
hat okay, but, yeah. He, but, yeah. He, but he crushes?
Yeah, he pulls. Okay, and nice. Galen broke his dick, and he said he went to the doctor, and they said you just can't really use it for a while, and it took like 4 to 5 weeks to heal.
Sheesh.
My other friend said that he didn't get medical intervention, didn't check it out, scar tissue built up, and now his dick has a pretty, like, apparent curve to the side.
Well, that's kind of a good thing, though, I think.
No, up is a good curve, but sideways, well, you got to, I mean, you're going to get hip flexor tears. You're going to end up wearing one of your knees down before the other because you have to fuck to the side.
Yeah. It's
probably a weird helicopter, too.
Yeah.
Straight back and forward is going to feel nutty.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that.
You might actually start flying.
You going?
Yeah, man.
But I forgot you were smoking there. My bad.
Yeah. We're partying. We're chilling.
Yeah. So I don't know. I thought it was an interesting thing.
It's a great experience.
That sounds honestly, I would have bailed.
Yeah.
I appreciate you still even coming.
I'd be like, hey, little mama.
I'm not going to fix it right now.
Well, yeah, you're like, no health insurance. What am I going to do?
Yeah.
Ice it.
Let's finish
just be
this.
Sad at home.
I would take like a massage gun to it and just hope something happens. I just got
you
a massage
had to
gun.
Finish it.
Dude, how great are those?
They're so good. I put one on my dick for 2 seconds. I was like, I won't ever do this. I'll be like a lady at home. Yeah. Just using a vibe.
Have you guys used a fleshlight?
No, never.
Yes.
No, you're high-fiving. You didn't just,
I've used a fleshlight, but like Nate's laughing because there's this, you know. Me and my brother accidentally shared a fleshlight for a time.
But
what do you mean, but? No! Accidentally for a time? What the fuck is that
sentence?
He
said accidentally, and there was not 1 ounce of accident in it.
It was accidentally.
Accidentally that... God, gross.
Accidentally
so
that we both
ways.
Didn't admit to using it.
But you both knew.
But you both really knew. Like, it's your brothers.
Was it ever still warm?
No.
Okay.
We didn't. Yeah, it was like a little cleary, double-sided. It wasn't like
so you each had a side.
Wait, those count as a fleshlight? If they're clear, is that just a masturbator? I think you guys shared a masturbator.
I'm using fleshlight the same way I use Kleenex. Like, if you bleed your nose with something,
Okay, I thought when people said fleshlight, you were specifically talking about the one that looked shaped like flashlight shape.
Nah, Fifi.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I know.
A glove and a red Solo cup, dude.
I never use any of those, and I'm just
sponge and jelly. I don't know.
Sponge and jelly. That, like,
fold the sponge in half. You put jelly and you put it inside of a glove. Then you can put that in a pillow and fuck it.
Huh.
I had a buddy that spent some time in prison told me about his Fifi. Yeah, that way.
And that was his move?
Yeah.
Sponge. He misses Fifi, I bet.
Yeah.
Yo, Fifi pussy so tight.
It was tight as you want it. I'm terrified of using like a masturbator. I feel like I'll just like not be excited about pussy anymore.
No.
No.
It makes you more excited.
No, I really like. I like whacking off. I love.
You love technology.
You love it so much you haven't spent money on it.
Yeah. Oh, facts.
Well, no, I spent my money on $400
more than you.
Oh my god. Jesus Christ. What did you get? Do you have one of the bodies?
No, I bought the auto blow,
dude.
It's a blowjob robot.
I got one of the auto blows. I had it. I tried it.
Did you get the white tube one with the switches on the side? The
switches on the side.
Pretty good.
It's pretty good, but it did feel like getting your dick sucked by a PlayStation 4.
Yeah! Yeah!
That's what it feels like.
It is a bizarre
That sounds
experience.
Amazing.
Yeah,
did you do the VR goggles, though?
No, I didn't do both. Well, I did VR.
You going that deep?
Yeah.
VR.
More than once?
Hundreds of times.
VR. I had to
quit. VR. When I VR'd, I had the masturbator.
Yeah.
And I would VR and masturbate.
on time.
So that must be a key. Something.
Yeah. No, I think when you say masturbate, it triggers something in Taylor's computer.
Masturbate.
That's his Alexa.
Oh no.
Man, dude, Taylor, we gotta put sounds on that board. We used to have a soundboard. We used to have a sound that used to go wow. And we had the one from a Double Dare. Double Dare, where it goes bim, 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 bim. You know,
we had a bunch of good ones. We have Freezes.
Freezes.
It's a deep cut.
Freezes are slur.
Freezes are slur.
Okay. Yeah. For what kind?
You can figure it out.
You can.
It's like, think about Freeza from Dragon Ball Z. You hear that guy talk, you're like, well, that's a fucking.
That's a freezer right there.
Freezer right there, dude. We had a whole slur board. We got to bring it back.
For sure.
This time it'll be on camera.
Mm.
Dude, I'm a monster.
You got to keep it over here.
There's a board right there.
There is a board.
Dude, breaking your dick's crazy.
Yeah.
I've never
broken anything. Did your lady have any pride about it, though? Like, I feel.
Guilt.
Guilt.
Yeah, she should.
Yeah, I get it, but I also could see being like,
she has to marry
powerful.
She has to marry you so you can get on her insurance.
Nah.
Not worth it.
Buddy, we're not even dating.
I'm in the urgent care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I can skip a bill. It's okay. I promise I'm bigger than anyone that works there. I will shoulder check a nurse on my way out. Just give me the paid bills.
Yeah. Yo, one of my friend's went to the hospital for her husband had a heart attack. She had a heart attack, or her husband had a heart attack, and then, like, she went to the hospital, and then, like, she was sitting in a waiting area, and then she got beat up by somebody and had her own heart attack.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
This is Detroit?
No, this is in fucking
What a terrible
Jersey.
Wife. She can't even keep her fucking mouth shut in the waiting room? Look after her husband?
No, I think it was just a crazy man.
he just strolled in. I'm beating somebody up in the waiting room.
Oh, that's crazy. Get beat up so bad you have a heart attack about it.
In the hospital.
Yeah.
Inside the best case scenario, though. That is the best case place, but, like, it's crazy.
Sent it to the James Mint. To the pro?
MacBook. Yeah.
I wish hospitals had like a good food court. Because I would start eating there. So, like, when eventually something bad happens.
I'm good. I want to hit out an old girl.
They keep calling me Chief. Mm. They call me Chief.
This bitch is crazy.
Yeah, yeah. But you don't got to, don't play it yet. I just wanted to, I do want to show y'all later, though.
My Twitter, PayPig.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I guess we got to go into it.
Now we got to. Intrigued.
All right. Who is it? What is it?
All right. So, would I didn't watch the whole video. But would I believe...
What have you deduced about this lady, Nate?
What I gather briefly from comments is that she is...
Whack packer?
She's a whore.
Oh, okay.
And he is John. And his thing is he's a pay pig. He likes to just be disrespected and beat up by... Yeah. He pays her to treat him like shit.
Yeah.
But I believe what happens in this video is this time she took it too far.
Yeah.
Man, that's so much better. I just saw this on Twitter.
Yeah.
Under, like, crazy woman beats boyfriend. surprised when he fights back.
Oh, you ruined the end.
No, it's that's I didn't ruin it.
No,
it's,
you really
you're
did.
Gonna really enjoy it.
Yeah, yeah.
He's
yeah.
about to punch the shit out this lady.
No,
you wish.
I do.
It's safe for work, so nothing great happens.
Yeah. No tits come out or anything like that. Sorry, boys.
You can see in her eyes she's an insane person.
Yeah, I mean he's also an insane person though.
He's got
sounds
weird.
Connected yeah, to
the he has. Oh, yeah. It's not coming out the. Okay. All right, we'll pause it for now. No,
we're good.
Just so it's not get. Is it getting picked up? You think?
It's, I don't know. I honestly do not know.
Yeah. True. I'm asking like you, like it's back at the crib.
I'm tech. Sorry.
Well, what was I going to say? But yeah, I think this will be very funny if we get it going. Shit.
Dude, Mike, you've been ultimate bro since we moved down here. It's okay.
Mike was ultimate bro since before we moved down here.
We took the fucking booty together.
Oh, I forgot, dude, I roast battled him on Sunday.
How'd it go?
It was very, very fun. Yeah. He did awesome.
Did you win?
The leg guy?
Let's go.
Yeah, the leg guy, Logan. He's a beast.
Do y'all still have that video around? Is that up?
It's probably on
it's on Instagram. I've got both of them because we did it twice.
We did it last year too.
Yeah,
it's Skankfest tradition now. Yeah. We're gonna have to do it this year.
Is it on your IG? Yeah, probably it's deep on there though, ain't it? At this point,
I can find it pretty quick.
Okay. Just so Taylor.
I don't even remember why we did it.
You can just DM it to me.
He literally Logan was in the green room at Skankfest in the bigger one where all the snacks and liquor was.
Yeah.
So that's where first I was. Dog, and no one was eating the Twizzlers. So I was just grabbing handfuls of Twizzlers. There's a dozen pictures of me with 10 plus Twizzlers in my hand. But Logan was cleaning his nubs.
he had a full day of comedy. The nubs needed to be cleaned.
You gotta clean the nubs.
Well, and like it's crazy. So, hot. He chalks the nub and then he neoprene sleeves it and then he puts like two layers of socks on and then puts it into the prosthetic.
Mm-hmm.
So there's not any skin on skin contact. That'd be super painful. So it was there wasn't any like sweat going through all of this, but there was an odor.
It was an odor. There was a stink.
And in fact, it didn't bother me like really at all the first time that we did it. I kind of played it up for the camera.
Yeah.
This last year, it was significantly worse.
Yeah. And you feel the same way?
And I went into it with almost nothing. It was just like,
that might be it right there.
Which one?
One more.
This one?
Is that it? That looks like it.
It is.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
It's a little dark, but it was a dark green room.
Yeah.
That's them chugging out of a prosthetic leg.
Logan!
Is that me? No, that's not me.
That's Logan. That's him.
I just saw glasses. am I that white man?
Nah, dude. That rule.
That might have been your drink.
Oh, man.
Yes.
You know, that was crazy.
It's tradition.
Oh, is that Sarah Wineshake in the back?
Yeah. Featuring.
That's so crazy that y'all did that. And didn't get sick.
Yeah.
We built the bellies for a reason.
Yeah, this is immunity.
Yeah.
Most people get food poisoning. I just have a really big shit.
Dude, sometimes, like, when I get food poisoning from something, people have told me, like, after they get food poisoning, they can't eat that food again. Mm-hmm. I eat that food the next day. So you're not fucking telling me shit.
That's mine.
All right, what happens to you?
So the last time it happened, so if I had a cow
it's mine. I spent $10 on that.
There's a Thai place I love, Super Thai, and they have a northern Thai curry called cow soy. Super it's like an
Thai,
orange curry.
Super Thai.
So I got that. I ate most of it, and then I ordered it like to my house. So I ate most of it at the house, and then I forgot to stick it in the fridge. So I was stoned and left for comedy. I just left it on the counter, and then I got home that night at like 3, all drunk, and was like, "Oh, more curry!" Just ate counter curry.
Yeah. That honestly doesn't seem that dangerous.
Now. It didn't seem like a problem. So at like 7 or 8 in the morning, I woke up and went and puked, and was like, "Oh, I shouldn't have eaten so late. What an idiot." And then I woke up again at 10 and was like, and then I'm just shooting water out of both ends. And I was like, man, I really drank too much last night.
Dude, I hit a real disco pose. No,
dude, I legit was convinced it was just a hangover.
Yeah.
And then Brent Gill hits me up and was like, hey, do you want to do a spot on my 7 o'clock show tonight? And I was like, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I'm just going to sleep this hangover off and then I'll be at 7. That's so late. I'll be fine.
Yeah.
I keep trying and it doesn't go away. It's 6:30 and I'm still like, can't hold hold water down.
Yeah.
So I'm empty, thank God. Uh-huh. So I drive to the show. And then I'm sitting there in the back of the room just like, and everyone's like, man, you look like shit. I'm like, I got a bad hangover. And I was like, you know, maybe like a hair dog. So I have a beer. You know?
Yeah. Done.
And then I get on stage and say, I'm totally fine. But at 10 minutes, I got off stage. It was And you could hear, because I knew it was coming, I didn't even turn off the recording. I just grabbed my phone off the stool, stuck it in my pocket. And then you can hear me go outside and puke my fucking brains out.
Yeah, here's a question I have for you guys. When if it's coming out both ends, like you said, what's the priority to make sure it ends up in the toilet to you? Shit. It's shit, right? It's gotta be. I don't know why, because I will
thump in the tub. Tub's usually close by.
Tub's close by, or trash bag.
Trash bag.
Trash bag.
Trash bag in front. Trash bag. Or you can actually hang the plastic loops on your ears.
Yeah.
Or you can just sit there with your hand on your forehead and go, what have I done?
I think I was picturing one's going on the floor, one's going in the toilet.
Or you could go for three and aim for the sink.
Try to hit a high arc.
Dude, the dribble on that's going to be a nightmare. Yeah.
Unless you can perfectly cartoon it.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, man, do you have a bidet?
No,
man. I had one in my last apartment. I set it up myself, but...
You about to get a new one?
I don't know. I didn't really use it that often, if I'm being honest, but my lady loved it, so... Kept her box clean, but I'm not swallowing.
You didn't use it every time? That's the best feeling on the planet. What are you talking about? I can't imagine taking a shit and be like, nah.
I'm not going to even, you know what it was, though? I think it was because I never cleaned it, went down there and cleaned it. She did, but I never, I wasn't watching her do it, and I just got to think, if I don't see something be clean, then I'm like, it's dirty. Even though I knew she was cleaning it, it's so just a dumb...
I have the tushy one, and when you turn it off, as the nozzle goes down, the head that comes out to shoot the water shoots water up itself and cleans the whole thing itself.
Oh, so that's bad.
It cleans every time.
Yeah, I had a $20, the cheapest one you could get on Amazon.
Yeah.
Because I was dipping my toes in.
Man, totally
we're rich, dude. Let's fucking let's get a good bidet, dude. We're rich, dude.
Warm water bidet is my next goal.
Warm water bidet?
Yeah, because mine, I just installed it. It's fine. You can just plug it into the same water line with the T connector, but my hot water is 10 feet away.
Yeah.
I'm not that guy. I can't.
Yeah.
I can't figure that out. And I'm not going to have it look like a meth head lives in my bathroom.
Just tubes going everywhere. Yeah. That's how my
so I part the pipes. I need warm water on my ass.
One of my friends built a hydroponic toilet. So the water from the toilet would go into plants and then it would recycle back out into the toilet. It was crazy.
That is crazy.
It worked.
For what?
Just to recycle.
He just wanted to do it.
He wanted to shit in his plants.
Yeah.
He was saving the earth, dude. He was one of those guys. He got potatoes in his basement.
If you want to save the earth, you need to nuke Chevron. I don't know what you want to stop emissions? Let's set off an IED at a Chevy factory.
Wait, Mike, we're about to be sponsored by Chevron. They make really good oil.
New Tecron Premium keeps all your oil filters clean. Use code panties for 10% off your next oil change.
It only pollutes one small town.
And no one gives a fuck about
it. And no one lives there but freezers.
It's all
there we go.
Free East Palestine.
Dude, it was wild to have all that stuff happen in East Palestine, Ohio, when Palestine.
Oh, well, that was the train?
Yeah.
Right after nothing ever happened.
Nothing ever happened.
I mean, I bet you those people are fucked.
Those people are super fucked.
And they got $100. They're like, hey, sorry.
I mean, that's kind of a lick, though.
You
kind of hit a lick. It's just some chaos happens, and you get a free man.
Yeah, you get $100 and cancer.
I mean, I was going to get that anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
I freebase candy. There's no way I'm not going to get cancer.
Freebase candy.
Crazy.
Yeah, I'm not even gonna lie. When you handed me your vape card, I was just like, nah, I don't do. I'm not. This might be disrespectful to Texas. I'm refusing to smoke any concentrated anything from Texas.
Well, it's not from Texas. I'm an adult. I get my weed from good places.
Okay, everybody's just handing me things. I'm just
from California.
Speaking of, shout out Michigan, dude.
Shout out. Yeah,
Michigan fucks.
Michigan weed fucks, dude. They got fucking.
They might be some of the best weed I've ever had.
Pretty good weed. Really good prices.
Yeah.
It's all fucking.
We hit a lick, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, can't even get into the lick we hit.
The lick, dude. I wish it was page time.
I know. We'll talk about it on the page.
We hit a lick.
Talk about the lick on the page. I do want to watch
the video.
Yeah, because I haven't seen the whole thing. I did see I skimmed through. I got to the 2-minute mark.
I watched it the same way I watch porn.
Yeah. I got to the good stuff. I do want to see the whole build up. I want to see because.
Oh yeah, WrestleMania talk on the page too, because then we can show stuff.
Yeah, let's do that.
Everybody told me it was going to be terrible, and then everything I've seen on the internet is that it was great.
Well, LeMaire was part of the people saying it was going to be terrible until day of.
No.
You were not looking forward to it.
Said out loud to me in a circle of people. Fuck WrestleMania this year. I'm not even going to watch that shit.
Man, I was with him the whole weekend of WrestleMania, except for not last night, or not 2 nights ago. But
I got to be honest, I was wrong. Mike, if I could touch your shoulder right now, I got to be honest, dude. I was wrong.
I've never seen a man more in his phone. We were from noon. We were doing an arena, and the order was supposed to go because we rock paper scissors for the order. Yeah. It was supposed to go Gardini, me, LeMaire this night, and LeMaire was like, "I'll go first," because going first in those big arenas and shit. I was like people are still sitting.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like you're still it's 60% of the people there, so you're not performing. Yeah. Whatever. So he cares so little about that because WrestleMania's going on. He had the best spot. He was going to go last. People were going to be drunk. He was going to get to bring Shane up, and instead he's just like, "Nah, let me get this over with, so I'm off stage for the main event." And he didn't say anything. He was trying to just act like he was being kind. He was like, "I'll go first, dude. It doesn't matter." And then I'm just like, "This is because of Mania." He just starts smiling.
I didn't even think about it until I said it and you said it, and I was like, "It's totally because of Mania." I didn't even really think. I was also, I don't know, I don't want to perform in front of all those people.
People I like a good 60% of 8,000.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
I like when they're walking in.
I like when they're not actively listening and they're holding their phones trying to get down aisles.
My biggest strength is visually. They're just looking at me. That's great.
He was so hyped on WrestleMania. He came out and did Cena. He came out and did this scene. I can't even do it, kid.
It worked.
It did work.
It worked. They popped. I tried it. I was like, "You gotta try it."
It would have been so perfect if you would have been able to pivot to see the music.
Because
he had his regular, and it was just too late. They don't let you change it as quick as they do or whatever. But it was still great.
It was fun. Yeah.
It was still sick.
That rules.
But it was literally from fucking, we went down the suite. Well, we met around noon to go to the dispensary. First day. So I can hear him.
NXT on stand and deliver.
We're all in the same hallway for the hotel. So yeah. I hear him. I hear you come out the room. He's not even, it's not like his phone's quiet. His phone is on max volume.
Yes. Yes.
In a hotel hallway. Oh, just here.
Just
wrestling.
An absolute creature.
I looked at the peephole. His room's right across from mine. I looked at the peephole. You didn't even start walking yet. You just stood there for a second. You don't even know I saw you just standing there in it. Then he walks 20 feet to a little chair, just sits down. I can just hear wrestling.
Not even headphones.
Yeah, no headphones.
No.
I heard it through I was taking a crap. We're getting ready to leave. I had an emergency crap attack, and I had to hold up the show.
Emergency crap attack.
It was an emergency crap attack. I was taking.
He was so grateful.
Yeah. We get in the Uber, blasting it the whole way there. It was 30-minute. No, it was 15.
Yeah.
15-minute trip.
Hey, man.
You might have shut it off in the dispensary. That might have been the only time I saw
tribute.
Yeah. You did respect. You did respect the sanctity.
He played it on mute.
Yeah. I did have it on mute in the chair. It was low. I was like,
you didn't respect the sanctity.
Yeah. Oh no, it was a match I didn't want to watch.
Oh, it was just good timing.
A match I didn't want to watch.
Good timing.
It was
because you were back. You were back fully on by the time we were heading back to the hotel. Because I remember it was like a ladies wrestling match.
Roxanne and just, Perez.
And so without seeing lady wrestling, it was just. Oof, that's all it was. Just Cummins, all me and the driver heard.
Yeah.
Him and Gardini are just watching in the back. But that was the whole day.
Dude, I mean, I've converted Gardini.
Converting all of us quietly. We all were watching Mania. It was kind of, I watched Mania at home without you. And that's not like my thing.
I never got into wrestling at all. Like my parents loved me, so I had like stuff. Like they may have been divorced, but I had like two good homes.
So yeah.
There's no room for wrestling.
Yeah.
And my dad got sober, so there was definitely no wrestling.
Yeah.
That sounds like Christian stuff, dude.
Yeah. No, it was. And like, so I didn't know anything except like my bummer friends were super into it. And then as I've gotten older, I've met so many comedians that I like that are super into wrestling. So it's like, it's interesting. And then I've seen, there's a couple of matches, Empire, right across from the creek.
Yeah.
Does matches every now and then. And they'll just let you in to watch for free.
Yeah.
Most of them know the comics and stuff.
Yeah.
And that's exciting as shit to watch live. But also, there is, this will never go away, I hope. But when I watch people cheer, like, for stuff to happen, like, it was a guy versus a girl in one of the matches I was watching.
Uh-huh.
And the girl pinned the guy. And an old man stood up and went, "Come on, it's a woman."
I love it.
I fucking love it, but it's just like, dude, you're retarded. That's just a straight up retarded.
Now you gotta suspend disbelief.
That guy rules.
He
was furious.
Can you imagine being an old guy your whole life? You're like, men are stronger than women. Then you watch this girl pick up this guy. He's like, what the fuck?
He shoots this with a German suplex.
Dude, and they were good. They're jumping off ropes and shit. It's very athletic. I can appreciate it. Like, I couldn't do any of it. For sure.
And they're really, like, the street brawl that was happening, by the time it was
done. Philadelphia brawl?
Yeah, the Philadelphia joint. They were, like, hitting each other with the kendo sticks. Yeah. The one dude was getting hit a shit ton.
Yeah.
By the end, his back was, like, bleeding. Yeah. For real. I was trying to show that. I was watching it with Jules trying to, like, I was playing. I was acting like I knew wrestling. I was like, "See, no, this is a song about the pops and shit." But they fucked up. That one had a big fuck up.
They
tried to like put somebody through a table, but they just like placed him on a table, and the table broke immediately. But like wrestling fans, it was hilarious. But wrestling fans are so like supportive. They were like, "Fuck it, get another one." It was like it never killed the energy.
No, it was Mania, dude.
That is cool.
Wrestling's weird now. There's this new wrestling's changing. It's changing. I don't know how to explain it.
LeBear is with the old guy.
Yeah.
It's changing.
It's a woman.
No, dude, I love the ladies.
Oh, that's dude, my favorite. Favorite matches to watch are the lady matches because of pervert.
I get it.
Yeah.
It's hot ladies doing flips and shit.
But also, they have some athletic ladies out there.
Yeah, but I care. I just like to see the ass jiggle.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
They're very strong. Yeah. So their asses are quite nice.
Yeah.
Real quick, while you're, because I feel like you were about to go. I just want to say, never mind. I was going to say, cause when we were watching the Cody Zeller match, it was just fun watching Julia be like, "Why is he still on the ground?" Because he was.
Oh, Cody Rhodes.
Cody Rhodes, my fault. Cody Rhodes was just on.
It'd be crazy to see Cody Zeller in the fucking.
Yeah, my bad.
Just balding.
I meant Rhodes. Because when all the other wrestlers started coming out, he was on the ground for like. That had to be like 10 minutes of him just laying there, but like head to the side, clearly not knocked out.
Yeah. Just watching it in the ring. Waiting.
But
no, imagine how long that felt like for him, too. Because, you know, like 5 seconds of silence on stage feels like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
If you're laying down for 10 minutes
in front of 17,000 people or whatever it was,
it must be hard not to fall asleep.
I've been down here for like an hour.
But it is.
Forget about me?
He had a nice little because the last thing was the Undertaker, though, right?
Yeah.
So he had a nice arena goes black. Yeah. Arena goes black again. He gets up.
The Undertaker's still doing it.
This was like his first time.
He just shows up.
Oh, he just shows up to be cool.
He's old
out?
Man. He's the ghost of WrestleMania.
He is. He's so old. He still would just beat the shit out of so many people.
Yeah. Dude, I can't wait to see him.
Scary looking in person.
Let's not burn too much mania so we can show up, but we better say.
Me and Mike went to Range Day.
Yeah. I was so bummed. We were talking about that last week on the pod. Yeah, I was so bummed I missed it.
Yeah.
Like, y'all look like y'all had the most fun.
Dude, it's so great. And all those gun nerds love to show off their toys.
Yeah.
So, like, if you just go up and be like, hey, man, what's the most fun one to shoot?
Yeah.
I don't know anything about guns. They're like, oh, dude, shoot this machine gun upside down. It'll be awesome. And you're like, yeah.
Do you have one, like your own?
No. I get sad.
Really?
I drink too much Dona Weapon.
You did shoot the one upside down with, like, you're like, ah.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, fuck.
And then I shot a whole clip with my pinky.
Yeah.
That's pretty nice. Cool. Yeah, and it all hit.
Yeah. Is that what they were trying to show you, how, like, smooth it shoots?
Well, so he was just saying it was the most fun because it has a suppressor on it. There's like almost no recoil.
Uh-huh.
And so you can use the laser dot upside down and it's still accurate.
Yeah.
So I could aim like this and went, and the gun weighs nothing.
Oh, it was a machine? Like it was auto?
Oh, yeah, full auto.
Yeah, that's
so they all have their
badass,
like, special licenses so they can have all that out there. Yeah. There were 30 cops and like a bunch of like range marshals and stuff. Everybody there has like all of the licenses and shit.
Yeah.
And then he just has all these awesome, like, shout out to Donut because that's like the coolest fucking thing.
That's the name of the place?
Donut operator.
Oh, okay.
He's the guy that puts it together.
Okay. And I didn't know it was a. There's this gun YouTuber I love called Demolition Ranch, and it was literally. I didn't know we were there.
Oh, he was there too.
He was probably there. I didn't see him. I didn't see him. But fucking.
Were there the gun whores there? The ones that just wear little shorts.
The gun bunnies.
Just so their asses. They shoot like a 50 cal. So
there were
ass
less
shakes.
This time because the first one I went to last November. Uh-huh. They had tons of them there and they had their own photographers and like camera guys. And there was a dude with like an unbelievable, like crazy nice setup. It had to be a $50,000 camera.
Yeah.
Just shooting slow-mo of this chick's titties on her in 240. Cause she's unleashing it. They're just boom, boom. Yeah. And we're all gathered around watching his like preview screen.
Yeah.
Cause they're just
yeah, that's amazing.
Dude, you have the coolest job ever. We're all in here like, don't look. He's like, I have to look for my job.
I won't eat if I don't stare at her tits.
Yeah.
It is important that I look. Yeah. I need to look.
I bust.
Did you get to shoot the fucking gun on the top of the Halo truck?
Yeah.
Adjust the magenta? Those aren't pink enough?
Yeah, that was the one where I got for real, like, I blew it.
Oh, dude, the minigun?
Yeah.
The minigun was insane. Was so the minigun.
Mike got hit in the nuts with a shell.
Dude, I was making people. So I get hit in the nuts with a shell, which that sucks.
Yeah.
But then one of the shells came, like just a casing came off and it hit my elbow and it like started bleeding.
Yeah.
And so I started telling people I should get a Purple Heart.
That counts. You were injured at battle.
And I kept saying,
they hated it. Yeah.
I kept talking about, like,
there's a bunch of actual ex military there. Like,
dude, there's a guy there that stepped on an IED and has like no legs and shit. And his like YouTube name is Crispy because he's all burnt to crisp. And I'm like, we're the same.
No sense of humor. Come on, Crispy. Lighten up.
Cool, but yeah.
Lighten up, Crispy.
Yeah, dude, Range Day fucked.
It was so much fun. Yeah.
All right, I can't miss the next one. I don't know what I'll do.
What do you say? Like,
yeah, it'll be November because it's so fucking hot and those guns already get hot enough.
Yeah.
I mean, this one was like, because November was perfect because it's 70 and a little bit overcast and you got a breeze.
That's perfect.
It's amazing. I wore a onesie for the last one.
just out there showing it.
Dude, it was a choice. I did it on purpose. But then just everybody out there in like full camo stuff.
They like, were like, this ATF freezer is gay, showed up.
Sure. Yeah. Dude, I'm in a fucking onesie like, how did the guns work? Like, God damn
it. I got two free shirts perfect for Andy. He'll love them.
He's just waiting until he gets here.
Yeah. I'm waiting for. He said he's coming on Friday.
Oh, yeah. Is it this
he
Friday?
Said he's coming this Friday.
He did say he was coming
this Friday.
I thought it was next. I think it's next Friday.
No, it's this Friday. He said this Friday for an interview today.
He said it today?
Yeah, I just said it. I saw it today. I hope it was this Friday.
Maybe yeah. I'm just, I mean, he's staying with me, so I need to. I got to know.
I got to.
Do we want to watch this lady hit this guy?
I was about to suggest that.
I'm like itching for it.
I'm asking also now so we can know
how
for the
long
page.
Are we at, Taylor?
44.
Sweet. All right, cool. Can you do 15 more for us, Mike, brother?
Yeah, of course.
Should be working for us, sir.
Yeah, I think we got started. I was watching it while y'all were trying to figure out the joint to make sure we started.
I
got to
turn my phone.
Yes.
You know, different sentences that he...
Wait, Nate,
pause it. Taylor, can you, or Nate, can you do another recap? Give us another recap of the story.
Oh, okay.
You did a beautiful introduction of the video. Well, we got to hear it one more time, dude. Sorry.
One more time. Okay. This lady is a whore, and this guy is a John. And what she does, her specific genre of whoring is she's like a bitch. And he's a bitch, this guy. He's a pig.
She's a fin dom? Is that what it is? Yeah. Financial domination?
She's a fem dom. She's supposed to be mean to him and abusive to him for money. This is what he requests.
And how is she the former Howard Stern employee?
Yeah.
Can we full screen it? Is that possible?
She's Allie. If Allie knew how to market herself,
if we can go by the headline, she seems like the Howard Stern lady because he looks like a pay pig.
Definitely he kind of has pig face. You live the life long enough, you eventually become an actual pig.
That is a crazy outfit that he has chosen. Also,
the Nike Air,
the Nike Air shirt. Yeah,
Dipset, dude.
Exactly, but a Dipset baseball cap like that—it's not even a flat brim.
Yeah.
She looks way bigger than him too, physically. Yeah, she looks like a tall Amazon woman.
She's still just a girl.
She's still just a girl, dude. Like that old man, dude.
She's got that cheekbones like the crazy bitch from 90 Day Fiance. That's fucking the bald guy.
Yeah.
Fucking the bald guy.
I can't think of her name. I'm sorry.
I definitely watched some of that show too, but I don't know which one.
The guy's name is Gino.
Is he the one who wasted all his money on like a hotel and he had an Audi?
Maybe he.
That's like the one. He bought her
a toothbrush as a gift, and she was like super pissed about it.
Yeah. I mean, that sucks as a gift.
Yeah,
if you have a ugly bitch, that's still like, what are you trying to say?
Like a nice electric toothbrush. He's like, look, I got this for you. She's like, this is a terrible present. You know, you hate my teeth.
Oh, it was a nice electric toothbrush.
Yeah.
She's a bitch. I flipped all around. I was imagining he just got her like a shitty.
He's also like a bad dude too. Like they're both. That's the best part of the show. You don't have to like anyone.
No, sometimes I root for some of them, but most of the times it's just like some dude get dominated by a bad.
It's just some dude that like strikes out here and then like one answered his DM in Kyiv. And he was like, I'll go to Ukraine.
I'll go there right now. It doesn't matter what's going on.
Yeah. Oh, did you see the one with the like crippled midget?
I made lots of money on Bitcoin. No.
She was somewhere over there. Maybe like France or something, but she had like a she had like a lady punk band, and the dude was like a decent looking dude, and she was like all Quasimodo and shit. Uh-huh. And then he got over there and was like, I'm not really trying to smash.
Oh,
he had to like carry her places and stuff. It was gross.
Oh, was it like a fat white lady? And was this still? No, I'm thinking of the one where it's like not African, but it's like they look Indian, but it sounds like an African country.
I don't know,
but it was like
Morocco.
I think it was Morocco. And it was like a fat like white lady, and this Moroccan dude brought her over there, and he was just so clearly embarrassed.
Yeah,
and like his homies would be around, and they're like, bro,
yo, you guys are talking getting pussy knees, and I don't understand it, dude. So you talking who?
All right, we gotta watch this. We don't got a lot of time left. All right, let's play this up.
No way, dude. No actual way.
Wait, refresh. Please. Okay.
That was incredible.
I almost wish it wouldn't have been available.
That would have been kind of the funniest fucking thing.
Howard Stern took it down, dude. The Jewish media took it down, dude.
All right, we got to let it rock. We got to let it rock this time.
Hi, Sarah. How are you?
Oh, shit. Why is she?
How are you, Sarah?
That's what he pays good money for.
Sarah,
I'm sorry about this.
Don't fucking talk. Idiot. That one hurt. I'm really sorry about this. Yeah. Sending him your way.
He took his glasses off.
She's like, oh, you're doing too much. I got these glasses do cost money.
He's coming.
He's pissed, dude. He's so pissed.
He probably has a no face rule.
No, you're fine. Fuck you, fuck.
Oh, damn.
You understand, cunt? Hey, Sarah, hang up. these idiots. She posted your fucking number in her cancer Discord.
Yeah, he's
touch me and I fucking deck your.
He's pissed.
Yeah, that slap. That slap sent him.
Yeah, he's like, you just broke my nose.
His nose is still red as shit. He might.
Sarah, this dumb retard in the middle of a stream session.
Can you please
delete
that number from your chat?
She's
it's actually a little.
She's a fucking.
Yo, the flinching that he's doing is hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's for real scared of those hits.
Yeah.
Told me about you.
Yeah. Sarah donated $5.
I know what Bobby likes. That's so stupid.
Does she donate $5 herself?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's like the notice that comes out when you do it.
Yeah. You're going to be dead.
Done.
Yeah, over. While she's driving.
All right, this might not be as funny.
Pull over. Pull over, dumb cunt.
Oh, fuck, this video is actually a lot meaner than I thought.
Holy shit.
Oh shit, I thought this was funnier than I remember. I didn't know this went that long. Guys, I might have blew it. I might have just tried to have us laughing at that angle. Oh my god.
Holy fuck. Wow!
Wait, how much longer is left?
So I will go. Longer,
so much longer.
Another minute.
What do we do? What do we do?
I mean, we gotta see the end.
We gotta see the end.
Yeah, skip into the
What happens here?
Keep skipping through. Skip through. Keep skipping through.
Look at this little silly body. Little
frame by frame.
Oh, keep skipping.
Okay, he tossed her out.
Oh, they both got out the car.
Got in the driver's seat.
All right,
here we go.
Holy shit.
Guys, I completely misjudged. I completely misjudged how funny this video is going to be.
I think we're going to black out, dude. I can't.
That's crazy.
My whole body just tingled, dude. I can't.
You hurt?
Okay. That's so funny.
You guys, I got this hilarious video. It's domestic violence.
Yeah, this whore.
Don't you hear your glass of whore? This dumb whore. This guy just beats the shit out of him. But he's so small. So really, he just kind of pulls her hair. And when you look at him, you expect him to sound like a child, but then he's like, hey, you dumb fucking cunt. You fucking hit me again. Yeah. I got $37.
That fucking, that gold tooth fucking said a lot, dude.
What on him?
Yeah.
She should have known the diplomat's hat said everything. Dude said I get on extra grind. It's repping time, bitch. Do it again, fucking cunt.
It was definitely repping time.
He turned the camera on real quick. Kill the cam. He was like, pause. Stop hitting me.
This might have to be the Patreon one.
No, dude. No way.
No, we got to keep it.
We got to keep it.
The video's on Spotify. The video's on YouTube. You guys got to watch.
The video's on YouTube. The video's on Reddit. The video's on... There's a lot on Reddit.
Fuck, that wasn't a good example.
Oh, I misjudged so fast. Like it wasn't even like it was like a few seconds of like, ha, ha, ha. It was like... Immediately,
we all went dead silent for like a full minute.
We're like, when's it gonna be hilarious?
Like, it's built up to something. It's about to be so fun.
It's just her feeling like,
ow. No, please, I'll stop. Please, oh my god, stop, please stop. No, I'll pull over. I'll do whatever you want. I'll stop, please, oh my god. He's like, yeah, you ain't gonna fucking come, pull over. Oh god.
I like how it was the ear pinch that sent him over there.
Yeah, that was a line. He was about to break, dude.
Yeah.
You know what it was? She never fucked him once, I bet.
Yeah, I think it was honestly, as a man with glasses, I hear where you're coming from, but I don't think pay pigs get fucked like that. Like, I think part of their thing is not getting fucked.
I think it was the ego of that first hit actually hurting. with the glasses and the nose.
Yeah.
And then he was literally like, the second she touches me, I'm legally within my rights to just box this bitch up.
Yeah.
And
he let her know on stream.
Yeah.
He was like, this is my legal way to kill a
bitch.
You
can hear, he said, call 911. He's telling the bitch, he knew. He was like, I'm waiting.
I'm going to kill her. That guy's a killer.
Yeah. It's a psychopath.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're on his list now.
It's okay.
Sorry, he's very dominant.
Whatever, you fucking pay pig. Send me $100, piece of shit.
You made him hard. Yeah. You just made bro hard.
Yeah, he's so hard, dude.
Damn.
Oh man,
I apologize, guys. I hope that doesn't come back and ruin anybody's career.
Yeah. We're probably all good. We're all just laughing very hard at a terrible video.
54, so close.
I'm chilling. As long as you're out at 5:30, you're good, right?
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Eli replied, he has not broken his dick, so I fewer and fewer friends.
You're in rarefied air, my friend.
Yeah. Oh, this is a thing I heard about, and people have had varied responses to it.
Fuck, it's actually happening.
The thunderstorm?
It's a tornado watch.
It's a warning, not a watch.
This is Austin. It's loud as fuck here for no reason.
Yeah,
it's just loud.
I knew it.
It's totally fine.
It's just a loud storm.
It's just going to be a little wet.
Yeah. That's all, brother.
Yeah.
Windows up.
April showers bring May flowers.
Yes, indeedy.
Yeah, I hope it doesn't hail.
No, it's not cold enough.
Not okay. What hailed the other day? Like, what day was it that it hailed? We were together. It was literally first day out.
I don't know.
It was hitting like 30s and 40s not that long ago, though.
Yeah, it just started getting hot.
It dips at night, but now it's like, now that we're into it.
It's got to be nighttime. Like, you'll get night hail. Okay.
Sweaty now, bro.
Yeah.
it's sweaty out.
Swamp dick season.
It's starting to sweat. That's the thing. We're both acting like, I'm feeling like you're saying it. We're at the tippy top of the iceberg.
Dude, I was out last night and my shirt dried twice.
Yeah.
It was sopping wet twice and then it dried twice.
You haven't done a summer here yet.
Nah, none of us have.
So here's the thing. It sucks. You are going to want, I order towels every year.
Yeah.
For
around May, and I just get as many lint-free black towels so they don't wipe on my clothes and stuff.
Yeah.
But the thing is, all of the clubs.
Where do you get these?
Amazon, yeah.
Okay,
last year I fucked up and I ordered from Temu. And I ordered from Temu and was like, oh, I'll get 200 of them for $6. This will be, I can wait. And I got there and just linted the fuck out of everything.
Yeah. How do I, get them monogrammed so I can put my name on them?
Well,
every big comedian needs their name on some towels, dude.
Jesus, you were about to bring them on stage?
I'm just put at LaMare Lee. No,
you should start bringing like merch. A very large towel, like a bath towel. Yeah. Just put it over the stool. Yeah. Do you end up like a chick drying her hair?
Yeah. Put it on me at the end of my set, like fucking James Brown. I'm not done yet.
But yeah, it's going to be 85, 90 degrees on stage.
Yeah, I got a question for you real quick. I know you're like in the food. Are you a halal guy?
I love it.
That's new up here, right?
No.
Okay. No.
So there's not a lot of trucks because the thing is, they don't have to appease anybody that's brown.
Yeah.
So all the halal food is just for white people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
Halal Time over on the east side is the best halal truck. Sam, the guy that runs it, he's like a Pakistani dude that's just, I call him Spice Daddy Sam.
Yeah.
But he fucks around.
Okay.
Dude, he'll hurt you. He's good.
I had the ones near the creek are pretty good. Like one of them. I forget which one it was. I think it's not the blue one. Or is it the blue one?
The blue one.
I think
blue one's
the
Chinese truck.
No.
It's like
a parking lot.
It's like at the very corner is
down here, like Yala.
Is the quesadilla place. And then
it's across from Yala.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. They're okay.
Okay, there's a better one.
Yeah,
okay.
A lot of times much better.
Dude, the reason I even asked is because at the barbershop today and the people at the barber were talking about halal like it was just showing up here.
I think that happens to a lot of people that just have never tried it.
Okay.
And then black they people, find it and they're like, oh shit, halal rules.
Black people out here are just becoming Muslim.
Yeah.
Well, no, they're
they
not,
just found out that was an option.
The barbershop I went to was
we
mad weird.
We don't have an Malcolm X Boulevard. You know that, right?
Wait, what?
There isn't a Malcolm X. We have MLK, but we don't have a Malcolm X Boulevard.
You have an MLK?
Yeah.
Well, most places don't have a Malcolm X.
There's still, there's Malcolm X's. There's still
Dallas
enough.
Has them. Dallas has black Muslims. That's what I'm saying.
I don't know. I don't know if I ever lived anywhere that had a Malcolm X street.
Really?
Like, I can't think of one in Philly. I can't think of one in Jersey. I can't think of one in New York. Can you think of any of those places?
I thought there was one in Detroit.
Maybe. I know Dallas has one.
Yeah.
Dallas Malcolm was X trying too hard. Dallas was like anything against
Dallas him. Is about that business, dude.
Yeah. They just saw that picture of him with the gun in the window. I was like, my guy.
Malcolm X Boulevard in New York. There's
it's one of them parts of New York I never went to for sure.
Malcolm X Boulevard in Brooklyn.
What part of Brooklyn?
Malcolm X Park in Pine Street in Philadelphia.
Well, this is Malcolm X Park.
This is a park.
That's a park. That's different than a street.
All right. That's fair. I just typed in Malcolm X on Google Maps. So I was like, did you mean Google? Why are you in Maps?